properly. Okay, are you working?
Yes, I think you are.
All right, is there a term that you think of that refers to a second cutting of clover or grass?
Well, probably second crop. I think we've used that term probably. And even third crop.
Oh, really?
If it's same, you know, for the same thing.
Same thing. Okay. How would you, do you use the terms, are you familiar with, or do you use the terms sheaf, shock, and bundle?
We use the word bundle lots.
You do?
But, and shock, yeah. But I don't know what sheaf is. We didn't use that at all.
Do you think of a shock or a bundle, do you use those to refer to sizes of something? Mm-hmm. Which, how? How so?
Well, a shock would be a small haystack, be on a frame. Like pea vine hay, we would have to have a frame underneath and pile, oh, maybe 2-3 bales of hay, although it wouldn't be bale, but it would just be loose on it.
You were telling me that was very bad about catching fire. Mm-hmm.
So, bundles would be, back in my day, we didn't have combines here. And we didn't even have a binder. But some people did, and they'd come around cutting people's grain, and it would cut it and bundle it up and drop it out on the bones. We had to pick up the bones.
Oh, I see.
Haul it to the barn, be thrashed later. Thrashed later.
Which do you say, thresh or thrash?
Well, now I usually say thresh or threshed. But back then everything was thrash and sprang for spring and so forth.
If you were talking about oats, and you want, would you say oats is threshed or are threshed? How do you think of oats?
Well, I'd say now, I guess, the oats are threshed. But 35 years ago, the oats are threshed.
Mm-hmm. But the saying is or are, do you think of it as being singular or plural?
Well, I don't know which is right, really, but I think of it as being plural.
And you'd probably use are with it if you were saying are threshed. If you had one bushel of corn and you added 39 more, you'd have 40
bushels.
If someone asked you, or called you on the phone and asked to speak with you, you might say, it's
nothing.
No. Now, if you wanted to tell them that it was you on the phone, you'd say, it's.
Oh. Well, it all depend on who I thought it was. And I'd try to be funny, which I'm not, but sometimes people pull tricks on the phone, you know, buddies and enemies alike. But I'd usually say, sometimes now I say, this is he. But that's when I'm trying to impress somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, you're putting on the dog, you keep telling me. Uh-huh.
But normally I'd say, it's me.
And if you were using this same it's kind of sentence to say, to refer to a girl, you'd say it's.
Her.
And a boy, it's.
Him.
And if it's two people, it's.
Well, I'm quite rusty on my grammar now.
It's not, grammar has nothing to do with it, just what you'd say.
Normally I'd say them.
Okay.